Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Hello, 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 and happy Good Friday to each and every one of you who celebrate this special holiday. For me, being a Christian, I do celebrate, and today is a special day for me in ways more than one. Today, we are celebrating here on the A New Day radio show 4 years. Can you imagine? It was back on the 29th of March, 2009, that we went live on these airwaves. And what an amazing blessing it has been. I honor you, I honor you, I honor you. I show gratitude to each and every one of you. And I just thank you so very much for all the support. We are close to 95,000 listeners. 95,000 listeners. And what an honor and what a privilege it has been these past 4 years. And we are going into the fifth year with a bang. You heard we started off with a voiceover. And we are just looking to do amazing things in year five. So keep your antennas extended and be there to bless us in every way. There's one other celebration today, and it is the celebration of my book on Amazon. And I am so excited that I have these books there. And today I'm looking to make the best-selling author status with my favorite quote, which is book 1, 2, and 3 compiled together. And I am asking you for your support, regardless of where you are. Before midnight, today, March the 29th, would you please bless me by picking up at least one copy of that book? You can go to https://www.createspace.com/408-9290. And that's the book I'm working on getting to be a best-selling author today. So this is just a party. There's no guests. There's no me teaching. The phone lines are open up, and I'm waiting for it to begin to ring, because I want for you, my listeners and supporters, to call in and share what these four years with you traveling this journey with me, what has it been for you? So let me hear from you. 646-915-8166. And while we wait for the phone lines to go off, I'm going to be playing a lot of music in this celebration time here. And I'm going to right now play the song that we normally open with before we got the voiceover. So here you are, our old opening song, I Wanna Be More.
In the course of this life,
some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, to take away the blues. And I've come to say, I wanna be more than just somebody. I wanna be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special, 'cause special friends sometimes they won't understand. Now we can laugh and share the pain, all of the tears, and joy is gained. When all of us fail to show, I hope you believe and always. Special friends sometimes they won't understand.
As I play this song, I was sitting here listening and I am viewing it as a recommitment to this show, to keep building this show up, to keep giving you more and more and more. I don't want to be just an ordinary host. I want to be a host that empowers you, inspires you to be motivated. I want to be the host that helps you to increase and improve your resilience intelligence. I want to be the host that help you to be able to bounce back no matter what adversities you have encountered. So you can listen to that and see it as my recommitment to you. Again, the number to call is 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And I promised that I was going to give one of my sponsors a double play today, and I figure we're going to get one play in early today because on some. On Wednesday, we had a bit of challenge with the technology, and I didn't get to play her voiceover. So here it is, and then we'll do one close to the end of the show.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
All right, so it's a few more days. It's the 6th. Remember to sign up and grab your registration. You don't want to miss that. So that's the 6th of April down in Pennsylvania. You know, I was sitting here and jotting down. Over the 4 years, we have had guest experts on the show from a wide range of countries. And I'm going to name some of the countries. We have Spain. We have Ghana. We have the UK. We have Australia. We have Scotland. We have Israel, Jamaica, Canada, Trinidad, South Africa, Nigeria, St. Kitts, and Germany. So those are a few of the countries that has blessed our microphone here and to share their skills and expertise with you. And I'm looking, as we enter into year 5, I'm looking to expand and develop these countries. And we have a caller, so let me take this caller. Caller, good evening and welcome to the party. Your last 4 digits are 5533. Would you tell us who you are and where you're calling from? I guess the person probably just wanted to listen. I put them live and they hang up on me. Well, anyway, I'm going to put your number down. And if you call back, I won't put you live. I will just let you enjoy the party. So I just read off a number of the countries that I have had the opportunity of having guests on the show here from those countries. And we have had, so many different professionals on here. We had the Bahamas. I forgot the Bahamas. We had several times, we have Dr. Miles Monroe from Nassau, Bahamas on the show. And we have had speakers. We have had teachers. We have had coaches. We have had numerous authors in different spaces. We have had some young entrepreneurs. We have had some middle-aged entrepreneurs. We have had some young entrepreneurs, like 9 years old. We have had web designers, marketers. We have had numerous millionaires on this show. Right now, we are in the middle of... we are heading this Wednesday. We are shooting out towards our fourth series in the series of 6, where we are speaking about the millionaire mindset, and we opened that series with none other than Dr. Dennis Kimrow. I'm excited about this one that's coming up on Wednesday because we are going to have an all-female platform with some power-playing sisters. So far, I already have Deborah Hardnett. She is the founder of Wealthy Sisters over there in D.C. And from L.A., we have the publisher for the black news, the black paper, and that's a Veronica Conway. That's another bad sister. And I'm looking to confirm like three more sisters for this week. We are just going to have the women up this week. I tell you, the sisters are kind of a slow confirming, but I am hoping and praying that they will step up to the plate and let their voices be heard. Because the sisters are doing great, great, great things out there. And we need to have them share what's their mindset around millions. And, you know, it is really a mindset. A lot of us are not attracting because we are not connected and we are not attached. And I say attached, I don't mean attached in a bad way. But we got to have the mindset that we can be all that we are created to be. Yes, we can. If it is to be, it is up to us. So come on, call in to wish me happy fourth year here on the Blog Talk Radio. And let's talk about my book. And I just want to share a few quotes here from one of my book. If you do not hope, you will not find what is beyond your hopes. And that's a quote from Saint Clement of Alexandria. For me, and this is the book of quotes with my interpretation. And what this quote means for me is that my glass is always half full. I know I will get the remainder in my glass. I don't know when. I just know that I will. So don't focus too much on what's going to happen. You just have a belief and an acceptance that it will happen. Believe with all of your heart that you will do what you were made to do. And that's from Ornson Sweet Marden. And my interpretation for this is, all that stands in the way of my success is me. I know I am authentic and unique, and no one else can do what I do. I am created to do. If you want to succeed in the world, you must make your own opportunities as you go on. The man who waits for some seventh wave to toss him a dry land will find that the seventh wave is a long time coming. You can commit no greater folly than to sit by the roadside until someone comes along and invites you to ride with him to wealth or influence. And that's a quote from John Gorge. And my interpretation for that one is, it is often said, that when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. I choose to say, when the student is ready to learn, they will see the teacher who is always there. Opportunities are always in front of us. We just need to step out from behind fear and claim it. Henry Beecher says, men's best successes come from their disappointments. And my interpretation, I see no failures in my life. They are all lessons learned. And I will be sharing more from my book. At this time, I want to play a song, I Can Sing Your Love Forever. Remember, this is a celebration of my 4 years anniversary on Blog Talk Radio.
With love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love.
Mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
I could sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever. Sing of your love forever. I could sing of your love forever.
Over the mountains and the sea, your river runs with love for me, and I will open up my heart and let the healer set me free. I'm happy to be in the truth, and I will daily lift my voice, for I will always sing up when your love came down.
Sing of your love forever. I could 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 sing of your love forever.
Yes, I can sing of your love forever. Yes, yes, yes. And it's, you know, indeed it is a blessing for me to be able to say that and to be given praise, because when I started off here on Blog Talk Radio, I had no experience on how to do this internet thing. And I tell you, God just has blessed me so greatly. And I've gotten help. I've got other hosts who helped me. And it has been such a blessing for me. So when I play that song, it is indeed that I'm praising, you know, all the amazing things here on this radio. So I am so thankful for all of that. I am just so honored, and I am thankful for all the things that he's doing in my life. And I know this is just the beginning. He has so many other amazing things for me, and I just can't wait to see what he's going to be doing for me. So again, the number to call in to wish me happy anniversary or to talk about my book is 646-915-8166. Let me hear from you. You guys in the chat room, say something, write something, do something. Or better yet, call in. 646-915-8166. If you are listening, or if you're in the chat room and you have been someone who was fortunate to be on the radio show anytime during the 4 years, let me hear from you. I want to hear about your experience, whether it was worth your while, whatever it is you want to say about that experience. I want to hear from you. So please call in 646-915-8166. And there is no party without music. So here is Bethany Schmidt. As I go into year 5 on this show, I'm going to be looking for a lot more. Yes, we have a caller. Your last 4 digits are 0920. Welcome to the party.
Hello, Daphne. Hi, it's Barry.
Hey, Barry. How are you, my friend?
Glad
for coming to the party. Thank you for coming to the party.
Hey, I'm glad to be part of the party, you know?
I'm telling you, I can't believe, man, today, Barry, is double celebration. The 29th of March, 4 years ago, was when I started off here on Blog Talk. And as I celebrate today, we are close to 95,000 listeners. And I
wow.
see that as a blessing.
That sounds like a blessing to me.
So I am just so thankful. And on top of that, I am celebrating my book on Amazon today. So it's a double power. Yeah, I know you've been on the show before. So what do you have to tell me? Everybody like a little encouragement and everything, you know.
Yeah. First of all, the book, you know, is very attractive. Just looking at the front cover.
Yeah.
There's, you know, quotes, and it has, you know, a collection of inspirational quotes.
Yes, yes.
By Daphne Clark Hudson, PhD. And it's and it has your beautiful picture in the back of it.
Thank you. Yeah, I was just sharing some of the quotes from it. Yeah. Mhm.
Yeah. Okay. Let me look at book two.
Yes.
Yeah, you. I'll have my wife read it. She's right next to me, actually.
Oh, she's always pushing.
Yeah,
Barry.
My partner. My partner.
Your partner. Oh, not in
crime. Not in crime.
Oh, Lord. Don't say that
life
about my...
Life is like the dice that fall in still. Show a different face of life. Though it remains the same, it's always presenting different aspects. Alexis.
Hmm.
And the rest of spirit is a mark of life. One problem after another presents itself, and in the solving of them, we can find our greatest pleasure. Life is a library owned by the author, and it's a few books which he wrote himself, but most of them were written for him.
Isn't that the truth? Yes, 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 yes. You know, Tat, I am just so honored. I think, when was it? 3 years ago that I met you?
Mm-hmm.
You know, 3 years ago, I can tell the world, because you guys were on here sharing it. Barry and Tot has a son with special needs. He's a twin, and one of them has special needs. And I met Tot at a parent leadership training institute, where she came for a 20-week course, 20 weeks with the three children, because she wanted to learn more about advocating for her child. And I tell you, Tot, I know I've told you before, I hold you in high esteem, because there are many parents who tend to pawn their children off to other places. But you and Barry are committed to your child, and I honor you. And I know that there's so much that other families can learn from you about, whether they have a spouse, a significant other, or a child that has special needs. They don't need the love of institutions. They need the love of their family. So I celebrate you today, my sister. And, you know, I thank you for picking that book up. And I know that when the tides get rough, I know you can open that book wherever, whichever page you open to, you are going to find something that can carry you through. Because for years, the journey that I've been traveling has been times extremely rough. And the quotes that I have compiled and put in this book are the very quotes that has helped me and is still helping me every day. So I thank you for your support.
And you're very inspirational, Miss Daphne. You're a great example. And I wish they had many more like you.
Thank you. Thank
you.
Yeah,
Joel is our life. He is such a... I had a friend came by here today, and Joel and Judah were playing ball in the back, and the kids are so close with him, his sibling, and this friend came by, and he just started playing ball with Joel, and Joel catched the ball so well, and he said that he's such a great boy, he's such a good boy, and I said, yes, he is, and I said, you know what, he is going to be at least 90%, and he's going to go out in the real world, and he is going to make a difference.
That's right. He is going to be a model for others to see.
Yes.
Because he's getting the support. You are not leaving any stones unturned. Uh-huh. You're making sure that your boy gets what he needs. Because if for any reason your father decides to take you home, you're making sure that you give him all the tools he needs that he can function. So, you know, that is, I celebrate with you today your total commitment for your child.
Definitely, definitely. Miss Daphne, Joel has gone to places that people who are 100% they're not even get a chance to go to. He has traveled to Jamaica. He has traveled
yes.
to London.
Yes.
And he's quite good. When he go on the plane, he's really good. He's such a great boy, you know, and we committed to Joel, and we're going to be here for him.
Yeah, and even in company, I've been to events at your home.
Yes.
And if people don't know he's the one with special needs, there are no mm-hmm. behaviors that
nope.
they could use to mark that. So you and Barry has done
mm-hmm.
so well with
mm-hmm.
Joel. So well
yes.
with Joel. And you guys are in my prayers every day. I'm proud to call you friends.
Yes.
And family, because there's nothing that happened there that you don't include me as part of it. And you know, that's great, because when you are living in a place where you don't have biological family,
uh-huh.
and when you find extended family who support what you're doing, it means a lot. So
definitely.
I love you guys very, very, very much.
Definitely. And we love you too. And continue
thank
doing
you.
Great work.
Thank you so very much. And thanks, Barry.
Yes,
happy
bye.
Easter.
Thank you, Daphne.
All righty. Happy Easter. And
happy
call
Easter
everybody you know and tell them buy the book before midnight so I can make the bestseller status.
I really will. I really will this time. Trust me, okay?
All right. All right. Thank you. Thank
all right.
you. I want
love you. Take
love
care.
Love you too. Thank you, Barry.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I want to welcome guests 4404 to the show, and welcome to the party. I'm putting the number in. Feel welcome to call, or you can write something, what you want to say at this party. I don't know. Tell me what you're drinking for the party. I mean, it was bring your own bottle. So what have you carried for the party? I have two bottles here. I have a Poland Spring, and I have a Crystal Grazer. So that's what I'm drinking. What you guys are drinking out there for the party? You can't blame me, because you are supposed to have your own drink. So just call me up, 646-915-8166, and let me know what you have brought to this celebration. And in the meantime, I am going to play another song until my phone line rings again. Yes, this one is Pour Out My Heart.
Here I am once again. I pour out my heart, for I know that you hear every cry. You are listening. No matter what state my heart is in, you are faithful to answer with words that are true and a hope that is real. As I feel your touch, you bring the freedom to all that's within. In the safety of this place, I'm longing to pour out. Oh,
Welcome the people in the chat room, and there's someone on the phone line. Let me see if they want to speak. I'm going to put you on live. If you don't want to speak, you don't have to hang up. So,
hello.
Hello, caller. Your last four digits are 8265. Welcome to the party. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please.
My name is Jamal. I am Pat Sutton, and I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello, Jamal. How you doing? That's the gentleman in Paris, the DVD, right?
Yes.
Yes. So, thank you. Georgia is my favorite state.
Really?
I love Georgia. I love it. I have to give you a story, Jamal. The mm-hmm. first time I went to Atlanta was in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
I have two Caucasian friends there, and at the time I was still living in Jamaica, and these two women were nurses, and they used to come down to do some programs for UNICEF and for the Lions Club.
Mm-hmm.
So when at the time I was the president for the Montego Bay Atlanta Sister City Committee. So
mm-hmm.
when I visited there, I stayed at my friend's house, and she warned me. She said, "Don't you come out and walk in this neighborhood when I'm not here, because people are going to be saying stuff, because you know I'm a different color."
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course I didn't listen. I got dressed and I walk in, and the minute she drives home, the telephone is always going off the hook because they see this colored woman coming out of her house. So
mm-hmm.
now when we talk, she and I, we laugh about it. She said, "Remember when you used to come and they used to call and say the colored woman?" So we have come a long way, but I want to thank you, Jamal, for calling
mm-hmm.
and for celebrating with me. So what do you want to tell me, if anything?
I was just calling to see how you were doing.
I am excited today because I have my book that's launched on Amazon today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm celebrating 4 years here on Blog Talk, and it's such a blessing. You know, the top of the hour when I started the show, I name off just a few of the countries that I've had people on the show from Spain. We had the UK, we had Ghana, Scotland, Nassau, Bahamas, Israel, Jamaica, Canada, Trinidad, South Africa, Nigeria, St. Kitts, Germany. I mean, we are all over the place. And I said, wow, it is such a blessing. So I'm real good today. I'm picking up a great place. I'm just getting ready, embracing myself for going into year 5, Jamal, because I know there's going to be some real amazing things happening here on this radio show.
Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations on 4 years.
Thank you. And we know that once you come with the other DVDs that you're doing, I know you're going to be on here talking about your success too. I want to tell you, don't you ever think of quitting. I want you to put your blinders on and stay focused. I want you to develop a tunnel vision. And don't use your china and crystal to feed pigs. Let me tell you what I mean by that. Don't go around telling people who don't understand what you do about what you're doing, because they will never understand. So just share your goals and vision with people who understand. I'm telling you that from experience too. Because there are some people who they just think, Jamal, every day they wake up, they ought to be telling you how you should live your life.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't even know how to live their own. So find a mentor, find a coach, find a confidant, and make sure those are people who have been where you are now and you are looking to strive to go where they are. There are many people out there that will help you in what you're doing, but you just need to ask.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
So how is the music industry going with you?
Music is good. I'm more working towards, I guess, my acting career.
Now, tell me about that. I didn't know you were an actor.
Well, I'm not an official actor just yet.
Jamal, you better claim that, baby. You better claim you are an actor.
I am an actor.
That's right. You better claim that, baby. If you don't claim it, you ain't going to get it.
You are right about that. Right now, we're mainly focusing on, I have a YouTube page. You're familiar with YouTube, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I have a YouTube page, and we're trying to create shows and do, you know, funny skits and stuff like that. We're working on building a little bit. Mom always said I should be a comedian, but I never really thought about it too much because I don't think I'm that funny.
Oh, Lord, Jamal, you need a coach. You need to hire me. You need a coach. Man, you need a coach.
A coach to be a comedian?
Oh, you need a coach to whoop you into shape to claim all the that you have. You need a coach.
I try to be humble, that's all.
Oh, Lord. There's one thing about being humble, and there's another thing about putting your light under a bushel and not letting it shine.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, hey, you can be modest, but don't be too modest and too humble till you put yourself and let people trample on you. Where does Tyler Perry live? Doesn't Tyler Perry live in Atlanta?
Yes, he does.
So let me ask you a question. Why isn't he mentoring the brother? Have you asked him?
I have not asked him.
You better step up to the plate. I tell you, you need a coach. I have to get your email and send you my contract.
You going to be my coach?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to send you my contract out. You got to get things in order. You got to get He's out there. There's no reason why you shouldn't step up and ask him. There are two answers to a question, yes and no. And if you get no the first time, you go back, because no does not mean no forever. It just means no right now. You understand what I'm saying?
I do understand what you're saying.
So you got to step up to it. You got to step up to it. I want to welcome Dreadline to the show. Oh, no, this is not a show. This is a party. This is a party. Yeah. So everybody was supposed to bring their own bottle to the party. I'm still here. I have one Poland Spring and one Crystal Grazer. I don't know what anybody else is drinking. So they can call in and tell me. The number to call is 646-915 and celebrate with me. Jamal, I want you to get the link for my book and just put it out on your YouTube thing. Thank you, Dreadline, for the congratulations. Thank you for taking time out to come and celebrate with me. I love to get the calls, though. You know, I'm kind of spoiled. So if you have a minute to call in, the number is 646-915-8166. So if you have a few minutes to call in and say something live, I would appreciate it. Anyway, Jamal, I want to send you I can give you 30 minutes of free coaching where you can get a sample of what I do and see whether I'm a match for you. There is no charge for that. You can send me an email at dynamicdaphne1@gmail.com. And I will send you the intake form, and then we can schedule a session.
Okay. But
you got to get busy, man. You got to find somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody. You know how it goes?
Yeah, that's how it goes.
Mm-hmm. Don't be sitting down waiting for things to fall in your lap, because you sit and wait, and it might be on its way to your lap, and a strong wind come and just take it in another direction.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
All right.
So thank you so very much for taking time out to call, and you have a happy Easter.
To you too.
All right. Thanks, Jamal.
All right, thank you.
All righty. All right. Guess 4483. Do you have any contribution for the party? I want for you to call in or write in the box there. I'm going to try to find, not going to try, I am going to find one more song that I am going to play here. I played Pour Out My Heart. This lady is from Connecticut. She was here before on the show. This her song is the Prayer of Jabez. I'm going to play that. So because there's no party without music, so here we are. This is Angela Collins' song.
As a child, you thank you.
All right. So that was Angela Collins. She was, as a matter of fact, she has been on the show as a guest. If you are on here and you have not yet marked the show favorite, please mark the show favorite, mark as a friend, and you will be kept informed of who my guests are each and every week. I want to welcome this caller. Thank you for coming to the party. Your last four digits are 2193. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
I'm calling from Stamford, Connecticut.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to the party. What are you drinking?
I'm not drinking anything special, sparkling water.
Oh, that's good. You and I, I'm having Poland Spring and Crystal Grazer. So welcome to the party.
Thank you, Daphne.
Oh, is this Kathy?
Yes.
Hey, Kathy.
Yes.
You see my new dreads? You saw my new picture with my dreadlocks?
Yes.
Girl.
I love it. You look great.
Girl, I look great. I look better than great. Girl, I'm working it.
Yeah, you're fabulous. Also fabulous.
Well, thank you for coming to the party, Kathy. Thank you, my darling friend. How
you're
are
welcome.
You?
I'm well. You know, of our mutual friend Pat told me you were on the air, and she told me to call you. I said, oh, I must do that right now.
Yes, I am celebrating 4 years today on Blog Talk Radio, and I am so thankful. I'm close to 95,000 listeners over the 4 years, and I'm looking for amazing things to happen.
Oh,
in going into year 5. God has just been so good to me, you know?
Yes, I know.
He's been so good to me, and a lot of times we don't take the time to really honor him and to give thanks. And I, as a matter of fact, Todd's son just called me from Atlanta, and I said to him, you're getting into acting, Tyler Perry live in Atlanta. Why isn't he mentoring you? I mean, come on, you got to go out there and claim what you want. You know?
That's right. He is such a good looking kid too. He could get into a Tyler Perry movie.
Come on. He just has to be where it's happening. You know?
Absolutely.
And he is talented and he is good at what he does. So I know you always so busy, girl, so it's just an honor for me to see that you took the time to come to this party and to celebrate. How is that handsome son of yours?
He's wonderful. He's doing well.
Yeah.
Well, how's your son doing?
My son is doing fine. I spent summer with him and 1 week after Thanksgiving.
Oh.
He went to a little love trauma. But anyway, I tell him, don't worry about it. It is better you learn it before it's too late. And I tell him God has his back. So just keep my baby in your prayers, you know.
I will.
The right one is going to come. Because he's a good guy and God has his back. It's rough. And, you know, I don't want to take it lightly. But I said, listen, you are alive. God loves you. And he will just work everything out for you. So he's there, fine and nice. I went to Jamaica over the summer. Girl, I did me some zip lining, Kathy.
You did zip lining?
Honey, girl, I was dancing up them skies. Woo, I can't wait to go back, Kathy. I did me some zip lining.
Oh, my goodness.
It was so fun. Well, riding in the ocean I did too, because that's one of my favorites. When I go on vacation, I always like to do horseback riding in the ocean. But the zip lining was a first for me, and did I have fun. If you look on my Twitter page, Kathy, you'll see me on that cord hanging in the skies.
Okay, I'm going to check it out. That's something I always wanted to do, so you beat me to it. I'm proud of you.
This is fun, and I need to go. The one you jump out the airplane and everybody's telling me, you crazy? I said, no, I'm not crazy, but I got to do that. But it's one.
Skydiving. It's called skydiving.
Skydiving. Yes, I need to do some of that too. You know?
Yes. Oh, my God. That's daring.
Yeah. I want to remind people the phone lines are open and this is not a regular show. This is a party. It's a double celebration. For my books that's launching Amazon and for my 4 years here on Blog Talk Radio. And the lady whose voice you're hearing, it's my friend Kathy from Stanford. I met her the same time I met Todd too. So I tell you, I just love these women. They are amazing, amazing, amazing. They are just doing amazing work in their community. So
I
love all of you. So you guys.
We love you back. We love you back, Daphne.
Thank you. Thank you, Kathy. You guys in the chat room, we need you to call in to 646-915-8166 or write something and let me read it. But I really rather when you call. But if you're too shy to call, you can type and I will read. Tell me what you're sipping on for the party. Are you eating chicken wings or fish cake? What is it? What you have for appetizers? Are you having shrimp? What you having? I had roasted Brussels sprouts with lots of garlic. And it was roasted in olive oil and with a baked sweet potato. That was what my appetizer was. And that, Kathy?
Yes.
Oh, girl, I've took some weight off. I'm looking just so fine. I'm down Girl, I'm down to 168 pounds. No, you can't touch me. You can't touch me, girl.
Oh, my goodness. You have really dropped the weight. Fantastic.
Yes, yes, yes.
I'm so proud of you.
Yes, my diet is 90% raw, and people are just so excited about what I'm doing and how I'm looking. So, I'm going to be doing a couple of webinars to share my new lifestyle change with others because this temple that we have is only one. That we have, and
That's
have to take care of it. All right, Dreadline is also drinking water, and he says, "But why am I saying he? I don't know if it's a he or a she." But Dreadline says, "You are making me hungry now." Oh, I am sorry. I'm sorry. Oh, you should have had my curried lima beans a couple weeks ago.
Oh, yum.
And I've been making some coleslaw, Kathy. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh. And I made my own dressing. Girl, you're going to have to come on the webinar to get some of my recipes and all of that. Roasted.
That sounds delicious. And you know, I make roasted Brussels sprouts, too.
Yeah, I love Brussels sprouts. I love them, love them, love them.
Me
I just
too.
Them, and I will put 6, 7, 8 cloves of
That's a lot of garlic, Daphne. I don't put that much garlic. You really loading it up with the garlic.
Garlic is good. Oh, Dreadline said I'm a guy. Okay, all right. I kind of figure with that name you were a guy. So now that you have disclosed your gender, you might as well call into the party and let us hear your voice. Where are you?
Right.
Where are you, Dreadline? Are you in the East Coast? Are you West Coast? Foreign countries? Where are you? We want to know who is represented here from the party. So why don't the guys in the chat room just type your town or country or state, whatever you want to type, so we can know where you are from. And so, Kathy, do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I don't think so, Daphne. I just wanted to call in and say hi, and I'm just you know, happy to hear you and talk to you and tell you I'm proud of you.
Thank you very much, my sister. And I'm sure I'll be seeing you over the summer. And listen,
yes,
we're getting ready to go on a cruise June of 2014 to Europe. So you got to check the particulars out with my consultant there.
Yes, it's top coordinating that
Yes, ma'am. So we're going to be we're going to be having a great old time.
Yes, I heard about it. I'll have to take a look at it, but think about it.
All right. Okay,
so, Daphne.
Thank you,
honey. I love you.
I love you, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, Dreadline. Yes, I am in Connecticut, too, you know. Right now, I am broadcasting out of New Milford, Connecticut, Dreadline. So I guess Connecticut is well represented at the party. The other people in the chat room, where are you? Are you in Connecticut? Where are you? Just type and tell me. Since you don't want to call in, I'm not going to twist your arms. But if you feel any little gentle nudging on your arms, that is me trying to twist it so you will call in. I am going to play another of Bethany Schmid's song. This one Bethany wrote for her mother when her mother was in the hospital for, I think, going through breast cancer. So Deadline is also an author. So we need to talk about that. So in the meantime, I want to play Mama from Bethany Schmid. Broken hearted, but Daddy ran. Yes, that was my friend Bethany Shemed. That song she wrote for her mom when her mom was in the hospital with breast cancer. And we have a caller. Caller, welcome, welcome, welcome. Your last four digits are 4154. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Daphne, it's Dennis. How are you? I'm calling from Connecticut.
Hi, Mr. Dennis. It's a long time I haven't seen you, man. How have you been?
Oh, I've been around. It's busy. And
you went overseas?
I did. I just came back from the Ukraine 2 weeks ago.
Okay, because the last time we spoke, you were actually getting ready to go. Next time you go, don't forget you need a chaperone. You don't need to be going overseas by yourself. You need a chaperone.
I went to Scotland in November and also in October, but that was for work. So I've been traveling quite a bit.
Ah, so when you went to Ukraine, that was not for work. That was for pleasure?
That was for pleasure. Went to visit some friends.
Okay, now. All right, I'm not going to ask anything else on the air. When I see you, I'll ask all the other questions that I need to be answered. But how are you, my brother Dennis? It's a long time I haven't seen you. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just busy with work and...
Good, good. It keeps you out of trouble, you know?
Exactly.
Keeps you out.
I'm trying to get in shape, too, actually. I'm planning on doing one of those... Spartan races in August, so I need to really exercise and lose some weight.
Mm. So what are you doing to do that?
Just really going to start probably eating better. I've been eating pretty good. I've lost 10 pounds in the past year, but I just got to stick with it and plan my meals out and
right.
do some more lifting
wisdom.
Kind of exercises, I think.
Wisdom and wisdom. Send me your email so that because I'm doing fantastic with my lifestyle change. And I'm going to be doing a couple of webinars to share what I am doing with others. Send me your email or put it in Facebook or something.
Okay.
So that I can have you as part of this because I'm down to 165. I'm 168 pounds, Dennis. And I feel great. I look amazing. And everybody's raving at how great I look. So I want to just share that, this lifestyle awakening and what is helping me to maintain that. So thanks.
I can use some of that. So
yeah. And thank you for coming to the party.
Oh, you're welcome. Congratulations, too.
Thank you.
I was thrilled
thank
when I saw your post about the books, and I'm so excited about it. So.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, please share it with some of your followers. Not some, all of them. I'm trying to make the best-selling Amazon bestsellers list by midnight tonight. So if it don't work out tonight, well, I'm not going to even say that. But it's in God's hand.
Yep.
And we'll see what he has in store for his daughter. It's a blessing for it to be on Amazon. So whatever else blessing he see that is needed, he will be sure to bestow it on me. So I see I am not the only one that miss Good Friday service. I see you miss it too, huh?
Yeah.
That's all right. God still loves us. He's not going to be upset with us.
Okay.
He's not upset with us at all. Were you at the celebration last week?
No, I was not.
Oh, my God. It was a fantastic production, Dennis. I tell you, they outdid themselves again. It was such a phenomenal job. And to see those little children, they were the star. You expect the adults to do great. But when you see the little baby ones, oh, they were so precious. So it was a great time. It was a great time. And then you and I spoke before, and it never come to fruition, about having you to talk about your book on the radio.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So when are we going to pick up that conversation? Because we can do it Sunday evening.
Okay. I mean, I've taken a little break, but now I realize I got to get back into it. So I'm starting to get motivated again. So I'm open to having a discussion with you.
All right. Well, let's talk off the air, because if you have some time this Sunday evening, I could schedule you in one of the episodes. I have two guests on Sundays. And then we could talk about it. It starts 7 p.m. on Sundays and it goes until 9. So each of my guests gets 45 minutes. If it's three people, I give them 30 minutes. But last week, we spoke about smart choices with food and everything, spirituality and all that good stuff. That's what we spoke about last week. So if you didn't hear it, you can go back and catch the archive. So,
okay.
I thank you for calling in, my brother, and thanks for your support.
Oh, you're welcome. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, the project is coming along in Jamaica. The donations are slow to come in, but we have our papers in order for the nonprofit, and I know we are just going to just get an outburst of donation. So keep it in prayer for me, Dennis.
I will.
So that it will come up. So thank you, and we'll talk off the air about whether you're going to do this Sunday evening or something, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, thank you so very much.
All right, I'll be talking to you.
Yes, good talking to you too. And the other people in the chat room, remember you can call or you can write something. 646-915-8166. And let us play this song here. Great is thy faithfulness. Remember,
the Bible says in Philippians 1:6, he that hath begun a good work is faithful to complete it. It says in Lamentations 3:22-23, it's because of the Lord's great mercy that we are not consumed. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. I don't know where you are tonight. I don't know what you're going through. But God is faithful to see you through. The Bible says in Psalms 37:5, commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord our Father. There is no shadows of turning with thee. Thou changest not, thy compassion they fail not. As thou hast been, thou forever will be. Summer and winter, springtime and harvest, sun, moon, and stars in their courses above, join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, thy mercy and love. A pardon for sin, and a peace that endureth. Thine own dear presence to cheer and to guide. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Blessings all mine with 10,000 beside. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided.
invited. Great is thy faithfulness, thy mercy and love. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hands have provided. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me.
Yes, that was Elder Pierre Moranzo. And, you know, all of us need to be so grateful for each and every day, all the blessings that we have bestowed on us. And even for me being on this radio show, it is such a great blessing for me. And I thank all of you who have tuned in over the years. For those of you who have been on here as guests, I honor you and I thank you for that, because I really don't take it lightly. You know, I could very well sign on here and not have anyone listen or not have anyone call in, but it has never been like that. I've always been blessed that somebody picks up the phone and calls, somebody comes into the chat room, somebody listens via the internet. And somebody always goes back and download the archive so they can listen. So I thank you, I thank you, I thank you. Here is a word from one of our sponsors.
If you're a woman of faith, you've got to attend Designing Your Personal Awesome Future with Dr. Deanna Murphy on April 6th at the Hilton Garden Inn in Fort Washington, PA. If you're ready to renovate, redesign, and renew your soul, join Dr. Deanna, America's expert on life design, as she helps you to let go of your past, identify solutions for fear of failure, experience inner healing, and much more. Register now at myawesomefuture.eventbrite.com.
All right. And then I'm going to play, this is just my absolute, absolute favorite.
Lord, I give you my heart. I
give you my soul. I live for you. I love every breath that I take. Moment away, have your way.
Lord, I give you.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Give you my soul.
I'm gonna live for you. I'm gonna live for you.
Follow
every breath
that I take.
Every moment
I'm away.
You know, I've been to California, Northern California, and I've seen the San Francisco Bridge. I've been to Southern California, and I've seen the rich estates of Beverly Hills. I've been to Colorado, and I've seen the snow-capped mountains of Colorado. I've been to Arizona. I've seen the Arizona desert. I've been to the East Coast. I've seen where the Twin Towers were in New York City. I live in Texas, so I've seen the Alamo. I've been to Trinidad, Tobago. I've seen the beautiful beaches of Trinidad, Tobago. I've been to Amsterdam in Europe. You know, Pastor, I've seen a lot of things. But I have never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen the righteous man forsaken, nor his seed beg bread.
Lord, I give you my heart.
Give you my soul.
Give you my soul. Yes, every breath that I take will be sure to enhance the lives of the people who I come in contact with. Lord, continue to use me in whatever way you see fit to serve your people. I am an empty vessel, Lord, so fill me up so that I will not be lacking of anything to serve your people. If you are just joining the party, we are celebrating 4 wonderful years here on Blog Talk Radio. Call in and tell us what's on your mind. 646-915-8166. We have 27 minutes remaining. Again, I want to just go over the list of the countries that I've been serving, who have gotten guests from over the past 4 years. Germany, St. Kitts, Nigeria, South Africa, Trinidad, Canada, Jamaica, Nassau, Bahamas, Israel, Australia, Scotland, UK, Spain, and Ghana. And I am looking to add a lot of countries stepping into year 5. Now, I want to go ahead and tell you what else is on the plan for year 5. You can now get the opportunity, now that we are close to almost 100,000 listeners, we are going to be offering you all opportunities to advertise your products and our services on our radio. You can promote with your banner. You can promote with your voiceover. Whatever it is you want to use in your advertisement, that will put you in front of our global platform. And for that to happen, we are looking for a few good men and women who will do some sales for us, and the commission that you'll be paid is extremely, extremely attractive. So inbox me here on the radio or call me 203-794-6208. For more details, or just if you're on my Facebook page, you can message me there if you want to be part of this growing, growing team. And I'm looking, I think I need around about 6 or 8 women to be part of the Millionaire's Mindset Conversation. We are doing a 6 weeks, which will conclude on the 17th of April, this Wednesday coming, I'm looking for a power team of women. I already have two already on the power team. I have Deborah Hardnett and Veronica Conway. I'm looking for three more women to put on this platform. And I need some women for the 10th and also for the 17th. So if you are bold, if you are assertive, if you are sure of who you are and want to be part of this prerogative dialogue, I encourage you to step up to the table, grab a chair, and let's talk. So call me, message me, email me. Do whatever it is to get into conversation with me so we can, you know, help people to understand what is lacking. Why are they not experiencing brilliance, wealth, and all of those great things? All right, I want to play this song here, Burn It Deep.
Burn it deep within my soul, new strength and fire.
Thank you.
we only have 18 minutes remaining for this party to conclude. So if you are waiting for the last few minutes to call in, this is it. We are down to the wire. And while I wait for the phone to ring, I want to play this song by Rochelle Bleakley. I still love and honor you anyhow. And I just want to continue playing some music until if someone calls in.
Ask the person next to you, would you still say yes?
Will your heart and soul yes? Will your spirit still Now will your heart and soul say yes? Will your spirit still say yes? Yes. If I told you what I really now will your heart and soul say yes, yes? Will your spirit still say yes? God is saying, there is more that I require of. My soul says yes, Jesus. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. My soul says yes. He's saying there's more that I require of thee. There is more that I require of thee. He's calling you higher. There is more that I require of thee. He said, don't be afraid of men and their faces. Don't be afraid, don't be afraid, don't be afraid. And I'm calling you out of your dry place. I'm calling you out of your dry place. Say it. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. Come on up a little higher. 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 I'm calling you. I'm predestined you before the world began to do my will. To do my will.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo. Yes, I know that this show is being called Higher. And I am accepting that call to take this show higher as we step into year 5. Yes. Yes, we answer the call. And wherever you lead, I will follow. Wherever you lead, I will follow. It's not about me, it is about you. And I will serve your people. Thank you for loving me enough to give me this responsibility. Thank you, Father. For those of you who tuned in with me, thank you, thank you. I honor you. And I ask you to answer the call with me going into year 5. For those of you who are listening on your computers, I love you and I honor you. And for those who could not make it, but you will listen on the archives, I love you and I honor you. I ask you to answer this call with me, that this show will be doing big and greater and better things in the lives of people all over the world. I want to serve you in your town, in your district, in your city, in your country. I want to serve you in your business so you can help me to reach our goal of transforming one business and one life at a time. We are on our mission to change this world. and I need your help to do that. I promise to continue to keep the dialogue authentic and to demonstrate my passion here on this show. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I honor you. I love you, I love you, I love you. And don't you forget the reason for this holy season, Easter. The gift that was given for us, none of us deserve it, but we got it. So I thank you for the people in the chat room who hung out with me until the end. Thank you, thank you. And again, for those who call in, I honor you and I love you. Happy, holy, peaceful Easter. Join me again on Sunday evening and on Wednesday. Stay blessed.
What's the plight that you've called me to? The thing I'm set aside to do. I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? To the Lord tonight and direct.
You've been called to change nations and generations. Come on and praise your God.